97.7 The River, talking about everyday things that annoy you.
Flies. Let me see. I hate flies. They really get under my skin.
Now,
I hate them.
Are you talking about all flies, gnats, horse flies, house flies, just anything that flies? What are we talking about here?
Oh, no, I love birds. They taste good. No, house flies, horse flies, things like that. Gnats are okay.
I always have a thing about flies when they're in the house, because I immediately think, where the hell do they come from? There's maggots somewhere.
Or they came off your toilet.
Or they're hovering around your stack of bananas hanging there, and you're like, oh, God. I know where
that's gnats. That's a gnat.
I know.
We don't mind gnats that much. But yeah.
They're less protein.
Flies, house flies. Yeah, they're terrible.
I'm with you.
Danny, you have a good day.
You too, buddy.
Bye.
97.7 The River, talking about everyday things that annoy you.
I had someone kind of cut in front of me in line, you know, at the grocery store where we were in the express line, but she clearly had like 50 items in her cart and nobody said anything to her. But yet, if it were me, I would have been, you know, read the riot act. You're not supposed to be in this line, Bob. But we just let her go, you know, and, you know, we're all going to get done.
That's one of my biggest fears when I'm at a grocery store and I just think about, oh, you know what, I'm going to use the express lane. Then I sit there and I count all my stuff in the cart and make sure that I'm there. If I'm even one over, I don't even attempt it because I don't want to be that person. So do you think she knew what she was doing?
I don't think so, but sometimes, you know, I think they could be a little slicker than we think.
People who don't pick up after their dog.
Oh, yeah, so if you're just walking around and you step in some dew.
Yeah, it's like I have a lot of pets, and so that is my job, is to clean up after my pets.
Right.
And when other people don't do it, it's just so bad.
But I think that that's an extension of pretty much anything that you're responsible for, meaning animals that, you know, poo and you got to pick it up. If you don't do that, that's lame. Or like, even if you have kids. I mean, I have kids, and
yeah,
if my kids are acting out, I mean, my kids don't poo on the floor typically, but and if they did, I would clean it up. But, you know, if they're acting out at a restaurant or at you know, we're at Target or something, you know, the parents that just ignore their kids.
Yeah, you guys can go outside for a minute.
Absolutely. Take them outside or take them home. Hey, you can't act right. We're gone. I can't tell you how many times I picked up my kids and put them in the car and we left because they were misbehaving. Don't just let them scream there. What are you doing? Thank you. Sorry.
Yeah, no one wants to listen to that.
Hey, thank you for letting me get that off my chest.
All right. I'm really happy for you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
97.7 The River, talking about everyday things that annoy you. Now, you have something about your husband?
All the time. Talk about sucking his teeth. I'm like, gosh.
Your husband sucks his teeth? That's something annoying in your everyday life. I could imagine if that's happening every day, I'd be pretty annoyed too.
And you know what? There's a guy at work that does it too. Oh my gosh. He's worse than my husband.
At home and at work, you cannot escape.
No, it drives me nuts.
All right, thanks for your call. 97.7 The River, what is something annoying that happens to you in everyday life? Rachel also has something about her husband. I see where this is going. What's up, Rachel?
To flat out not answer me when I ask him a question the first time. Yeah, I married a 5-year-old. I'm pretty sure of that.
I'm sorry, what? I wasn't paying attention.